back to our post-game show here on Mix 93. Let's love our health as much as we love our team. Aspirus never stops working to bring you and your family the area's most outstanding care. Aspirus, passion for excellence, compassion for people. Head coach Joe Sean with us with our Coach's Corner, brought to you by Aspirus Kim. And a 4-1 final here tonight with an empty net goal. And Coach, I just keep going back to that first goal, and that kind of unfortunately set the wrong tone, I think, for the rest of the game, being down so early against the Mavericks in this building.
Yeah, Dirk, I don't think that's necessarily, I see what you mean. It's not the position you want to get in, but the mood of the group right now is, when you're around them, is very fragile and very down. I think there's a when our upper end is fighting confidence, and they're working hard, they're trying, but they don't have the answers, and we don't really want to do what's really necessary. We're trying to go all around and beat all around what really has to be done, and you're seeing it on the battles, and so we're getting farther and farther away from making quick short plays and things like that, because people don't want to get engaged in those battle situations. And we can, as you saw, we can play with Michigan. We go out there because it's a throw the puck around type of a game, and guys can get involved in that. But these games against these teams that grind it are and we've seen it against everybody. We saw it against Huntsville. We saw Duluth go after us like that. We saw Wisconsin go after us like that. We saw Clarkson with big defense and high compete. And that's just been the MO with this group. And I think our freshmen to some degree are now hitting a wall, and you can see that. Mm-hmm. Hallinan, his puck touches are not good. His systematic play is not good. Botts is not catching passes, not handling the puck. And our defense are back to where we were when we started the year, and we're going to have to go back to work and get some time at home and try to get them. In the third period, if you notice, I play forwards on defense a lot, and we were better. We got better with that, and we didn't play in our zone, and we played in the offensive zone with it, and we probably did about five shifts like that, and actually that was probably our best period. And I wish it would have stayed without the 5-minute power play, and we could have got some more work on that and continued to try to grow that, because it's you have to get the puck up ice, and we need to do something to try to build some confidence. So again, right now I think we really need an anchor in the locker room to step in and say enough is enough, and we got that last year, I think, in a really good way out of Baltz and out of L'Esperance, and in some consistent hard effort and things, and right now we want to go the other way with it. We don't really want to pay the price, I think, and I think you see that, and I think the people that are paying on the Flow Hockey to watch it are seeing it. I'm getting emails from people, frustration and things like that, and trust me, we're feeling the same thing. We're feeling the exact same thing, and it's going to get harder before it gets easier, because it starts with compete. It starts with those battles, and the more you do that and come out of those battles and have fun doing it and make those quick plays, the more you'll grow. But until you get to the point where you're doing that and having and coming out with pucks in tight situations, you're not working on making plays in tight situations. And right now you can just see that they're not enjoying. They know the stretch that they're headed through with the teams, and you can tell. You can just tell. I had a funeral up north. I wasn't there, but when I came back, you can just feel it after the GLI. You can just feel, and I wasn't even around them. That I don't think they're enjoying the price they're going to have to pay, and it's not going to change. So our mindset's going to have to change. We're going to have to grow and enjoy it. And see where we can head with it.
Andrew Belant, one of the guys you plugged into the lineup here tonight. Yes, he took a couple of penalties, because that's what you're going to get out of him with his intense play. But I thought he was wonderful around the net a couple of times, and he almost popped in a couple of other goals there, but he got the one down there.
Yeah, he did. And that line, I thought, gave us some good shifts. We actually used them a few times on the power play, and I think they got maybe four or five shots on the power play when they were out there, more than any of our power play lines got. So. But even with that, there were guys on the bench who weren't happy that they were out there. It was like, why are you playing them? And they're not getting it. Like, we're playing them because they're working hard and competing and trying to do some things. So we got some soul searching to do, and it'll start. We'll have a good talk with some captains tonight. But like I said, it's not going to get any easier tomorrow night. It's going to be just as hard or harder. It's not going to get easier next week against Bowling Green. And guys that want to play shinny and want it easy, the second half, they're not going to get that. We go to Bemidji. We play Lake State again twice at Lake State. We have Northern Michigan home and home. We're playing teams that like to get into it, and we're going to have to learn to like that in a hurry, or it's going to be a miserable ending for a lot of seniors.
All right, Coach. Well, thanks for your time. Tough game here tonight, but we'll go get them tomorrow night, okay?
Great, thanks.
All right, Head Coach Joe Sean here on Mix 93, 4-1 final here from the Verizon Center.